Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
20 minutes from now. Our own mock draft here on BetQL Daily. See how many of those first-round picks we can get through alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack. Welcome in. We are live coast-to-coast on the BetQL Network. Don't forget, tonight, as the draft is happening, our friends on BetMGM tonight have you covered. As the picks are going down, they'll be bringing you all the angles on how to bet teams that have made picks and what future picks may be made, win totals, divisional winners, fantasy markets, all of it inside your Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's free. Download it today. Look, when you have a chance in the final hour of your last show before the first round of the NFL draft to talk to someone who's been top 10 in mock drafts, according to the Fantasy Pros Accuracy Contest the last 5 years, you have them on. At Matt F. The Oracle on Twitter, Matthew Friedman joins us now here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Thanks for taking the time, Matthew. And I'll start with this. What is the one bet that you like the most going into tonight's first round of the NFL draft?
So out of everything still available on the board, and this is, I'd say, something of a contrarian take, I like over 32.5 for Michael Penix Jr., and this is available at significant plus money, you know, plus 250 on the low side, plus 300 on the higher side. And a lot of smart people, whether they're draft analysts, reporters, mock drafters, whatever it is, a lot of them think that we see 5 to 6 quarterbacks. And it's not as if I think that is outrageous. I think it's about 50-50 as to whether we actually see that. But the market is pricing it as if it is a significant probability that we see 5 to 6. And this is like no offense to Bo Nix or Michael Penix Jr., but I don't think either one of them gets in the first round. Like, they are not the type of like prototype for your round one quarterback. They are the exact prototype for the guy who goes in the top 10 picks of the second round. And I think that's where we end up seeing them. And so the market is very bullish on Penix being a first rounder. And I will be buying the other side of that throughout the day. And when Michael Penix goes at the end of round one to the Las Vegas Raiders, who trade up with the 49ers, that is going to be a sad moment for me. But right now I am still on the over for Penix at 32.5.
Going to be a big time gut punch. Listen, we all trust the betting market and we see the quick reactions. It's wild. If you're trying to bet the NFL draft today, you could punch something in, and then as you do it, before you place your wager, those numbers are moving. That's how quick things are going right now. Things get incredibly juiced, even on the over unders, because, you know, stuff gets out there, reputable people out there have an opinion, and then all of a sudden the market goes haywire. Is there anything that you look at and you see a juice like minus 250, minus 300, or even higher, where you look at it and say, yeah, I understand why that's the favorite, but I'm going to take the monster plus money because I think it's that number should be much shorter. It's much closer to a coin flip.
a couple of things there on what you just said. So one, you mentioned that lines can move really quickly today. And I want to talk about that because all of the line moves, we see some significant and fast line moves, over the past couple of months, based on, Daniel Jeremiah releasing a mock, Peter Schrager saying something, things like that. Those moves are based basically just on what people are saying and then what people are betting based on what those people are saying. I don't want to say those moves are meaningless, but they don't have anywhere near the significance as the moves that we see today. This is the one day all year when if the market moves for the draft, it is moving on something real. Like someone knows something and they are betting it hard and they are telling their friends to bet it hard. So when you see moves today, it is almost certainly real. So that's the first thing. The second thing, you asked the question of, big odds on either side. JJ McCarthy stands out to me right now at 5.5, and he's juiced heavily to the under, minus 200 or so. And I understand it because there's the possibility that the Patriots do something unexpected and they take JJ McCarthy at number 3 instead of Drake May. Like there's the possibility of that. There's also the possibility, of course, of the Vikings trading up to number 4 or number 5 to get JJ McCarthy. That said, I don't think the Patriots are going to take JJ McCarthy. I think they're going to take Drake May. And I don't think the Vikings need to trade up to number 4 or number 5 to get JJ McCarthy because I don't think the Giants at number 6 are really all that interested in him. So the 5.5 that's in the market, it makes sense to me. I understand why it's there, but at plus 150 to the over on 5.5, that is intriguing. I haven't bet it, but I kind of want to wait and see where that market goes because I think it's getting close to being too extreme.
All right. So along those lines, what do you make of the movement that we saw this morning with Latham? A big push for him to possibly be the first offensive lineman selected. Well, we thought it was going to be Joe Alt. That number really changed in the betting market. What do you make of that one?
Yeah, that is somewhere between real and fake, and the market doesn't know what to do. So Latham, yeah, significantly closer to Joe Alt now to be the number one offensive lineman drafted. But if you look, I want to make sure I actually have this information right. If you look at the market for the exact picks, at number 5, J.C. Latham is now the favorite there. And like those two markets are kind of incongruous. If Alt is still favored to be the number one lineman, but Latham is favored to go number 5. This is the market basically saying like, we do not know. Like we don't know which one of these guys is going to go first. What we do know is that there is significant, not even whispers, but like shouts coming out of the Chargers camp that they prefer Latham to Alt. And so if they stay at number 5, and that is the big question, do they stay or do they trade out? If they stay at number 5, I do think it will be Latham instead of Alt. But like it's also known they want to trade down. And if they trade down, they can probably still get Latham. Maybe the best way to have bet this, if there had been a market for it, which I don't think there ever was, but Latham to the Chargers would have been the best way to bet this. But unfortunately, that market never materialized. And so, people bet into Latham as the number 5 pick. I'm very lucky. I got kind of early whispers on this. I bet Latham at number 5 at 40-1 on Monday. Ultimately don't think that will end up happening. I do think they will trade down, but Latham to the Chargers is a very real thing.
To piggyback off of that, the number on Alt going 7th overall to Tennessee at about $2 now, about minus 200, depending on where you find it. So that would feed into that theory as well. I wanted to bring up what may happen shortly after that pick. It's been interesting to me, Matthew, that throughout this process, it's one of those picks that's just been kind of penciled in, right? Roma Dunze, 9th to the Bears. The number is sat at 8.5. And it's still even money for over 8.5. You talk about things that are incongruous, that's one of them. I settled on Odunze over 8.5 this morning at even money because I just don't see a way, even if Neighbors goes early, even if Malik Neighbors goes 5 to the Chargers, I don't see another spot for Odunze. Maybe 6 to the Giants if they stay put. But Odunze over 8.5, I feel really sure about that. Is there an angle to this that I'm missing?
Yeah, there's a sleight of hand that's happening in a lot of the mocks. So he either goes 9 to the Bears, or sometimes he goes 10 to the Jets. Now, the word is that the Jets are really hot on Odunze, and they know they will, or there's at least a chance, they will need to jump over the Bears at 9. And so it's almost assumed that there is a trade with the Falcons that is set up at 8. And so that is impacting the market. Even though if you look at the mocks, you'll see him to the Bears at 9 or the Jets at 10. In reality, that's more kind of like penciled in, like he's going to the Jets, but he's maybe doing it at pick number 8.
You follow these mocks as close as anyone, and the ratings and just all the updates, and you're betting into these markets as long as you possibly can. For the mock ratings that are graded, it's a big deal in this industry. It's with bettors, it's a big deal, which guys are at the very top. With all the final mocks that people are taking a close look at today, are there any games that are played? And what I mean by that is there a strategy of, okay, I'm going to slot this guy here. I don't think it's going to happen, but the chances are that maybe I can rack up some points and move up in these mock ratings and continue to get a lot of web hits and web traffic for my company or for my social media presence or any of that. Is there stuff like that that people need to be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's tough because some people, mock drafters, might actually think that this is happening. And I joked about it earlier, but the Raiders trading back into the first round in drafting Michael Penix Jr. This is basically a way for mock drafters to get two bites at the apple for what the Raiders are going to do. Because in one of these contests, the prevalent contest, you're not really graded on accuracy in terms of like getting the draft position right, or whether a guy went 13 or whether he went 32. You're graded just on getting the player to the team. And so someone could have the Raiders going with an offensive lineman or a cornerback, which is, you know, like fairly chalky at number 13 to the Raiders, but then they're also hedging by having the Raiders trade back into the first round to take Michael Penix. So I wouldn't say like that's cheating, because like there's a chance that actually happens, right? Mm-hmm. But it's a way of them kind of getting to take two shots at the Raiders there. But yeah, in all of these contests, they grade differently as well. So someone could have a pretty good mock in one contest and maybe like an average mock in one of the other contests. So yeah, you know, there are ways that people try to game the system. But I think in the end, it's just try to do something that is close to realistic. And, you know, maybe you end up doing well in all three of the contests.
Man, I would be nervous with all the bets, worrying about my mock getting graded. A lot going on today. What are some of the other bets that you have that are maybe still available or pretty close to what you betted at?
Yeah, so there is one, and I will say it's not as widely available, and I might have had a part in that because I've been betting it and talking about it, but it's still available at a few books, and it's you know, a conference bet. The number of ACC players taken in round one, and this number is 4.5. And I will say it is heavily juiced to the under, like minus 700, minus 750. And I hate talking about bets that are juiced like that because no one wants to bet them. And I'm not saying you should over leverage yourself into this bet, but this number should be like minus 2000. In the vast majority of mocks that you would look at, you are going to see 4, maybe 3 ACC players going in round one. In only one of like the 50 mocks that are recent that I've looked at in the past day, have I seen more than 4.5 ACC players go in round one. And if you start kind of just like going down the board of looking at like who these guys are in the ACC that could go in round one. Like there are some really obvious names. Drake May, obviously, like going in the top four, top five, whatever it is. Jared Verse from Florida State, ACC. Graham Barton, the versatile offensive lineman from Duke, ACC. Those are your three definite guys locked in. And then there's Nate Wiggins, the cornerback out of Clemson. Now, like he probably goes in round one, but I would say there's like a 15 to 20% chance he falls out of round one. Like he's on the borderline, probably gets in, but he's not a stone cold lock. And then you look at who could the fifth guy possibly be? Maybe Braden Fisk, defensive tackle out of Florida State. Maybe Keon Coleman, wide receiver out of Florida State. But those two guys would both be really significant reaches for round one. I mean, like, I would say their odds of getting into round one are like 3 to 5%. And you just kind of start to look at the math and it's like, I think that this number is drastically wrong. And again, I'm not like saying that anyone should put their life savings into this bet. Again, 700 is a really big number, but you just kind of look at the value and the difference between, all right, I think this is minus 700. It should be minus 2000. Like there is some value there. So that is one that I like that is kind of sneaky under the radar. And it's easy to see why the books would get that wrong, because there are like multiple things that they need to juggle to create those types of props. And that is the kind of thing that they would misprice.
Matthew, great stuff. Can't wait to see how yours gets graded out, because it usually gets graded really well. Enjoy the first round tonight and the entire draft. Matthew Friedman of Fantasy Life. Check him out on Twitter at Matt F. The Oracle. Happy draft day to you, Matt.
Thanks. Same to you. It's a great pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks again, as always. Matt's been great with his time leading up to the draft. We've got lightning bets before we wrap up in about 25 minutes. And coming up next, we take a crack at our own mock draft. We're not as worried about it getting graded. That's why we'll probably be having drinking games tonight as well. But we'll take a swing at it anyway alongside Aaron and Joe. I'm Chris. This is BetQL Daily, live coast to coast on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And now, less than 9 hours away from the NFL draft, it is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack. Lightning bets before we wrap up in about 20 minutes here on BetQL Daily. Don't forget, you can take us with you wherever you're going, whatever you're doing today. That's what the Odyssey app is for, AUDACY. Maybe you park the car when you get to work. You want to keep listening? Take us into work with you, into the gym, the store, wherever, back home. We're with you getting ready for the first round of the NFL draft and maybe some game threes around the NBA tonight as well. Maybe even some baseball, hockey bets. Who knows what we got in lightning bets, but definitely plenty of draft action, which brings us to the BetQL Daily mock draft. And we'll settle on these selections as a team, right? We've got our own little draft room here at BetQL Daily. And with each and every pick, we could talk about which direction we'd like to go. I think we all agree that if we were the Chicago Bears, it's already written in stone The details of the contract are being worked up as we speak. Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC, first overall to the Bears. We all agree, right, Joe? I mean, that's done.
Okay. Yeah.
So quickly we progress to pick number two. And the Washington Commanders, I feel it only appropriate that Aaron would get the last word on this one. But we've been back and forth. There's a little bit of thought. Maybe Drake May. Maybe that's it. Is it Jaden Daniels, Aaron, at number two?
I think it's Jaden Daniels at number two. I don't think this is as big of a question as it once was.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels, second overall to the Washington Commanders. So then we get to number three, and here's where the conversations really start. Do the New England Patriots go with Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina? Do they listen to trade offers? How extensive are those trade offers? Is it just the Giants because the Patriots don't want to move back too far? Is it Minnesota? Is it Denver? First things first, Joe, if you're the Patriots, are you listening to trade offers here?
No. Well, first off, it sounds like the younger Kraft has taken over. He's got final say. He's just involved in everything now, which is, that always works great when ownership decides to do that. Now we're going to change the way we've done things over the years. Oh, you got Belichick out of the building. Now we're going to actually wrestle some power back from our organization that we own. Seems like that's what's happening. If I were them, I would trade back. They need everything under the sun, but that's not what they're doing. They want to market a quarterback, the next quarterback of the Patriots' future. They're taking a quarterback. So I think our debate is it May? Is it McCarthy? Majority of mocks have May. My vote's McCarthy.
Yeah, well, if they're staying put, Aaron, I'll say this. I think wherever the Patriots end up, whether it's at three or at six, it's an angle toward, like I said earlier, giving – Robert Kraft something that reminds him of when everything was wonderful and we had a Michigan quarterback that some people doubted and questioned. Oh, here's another Michigan quarterback that some people want to doubt, question. Man. Give me J.J. McCarthy. Are you willing to go in if you're in the draft room on J.J. McCarthy at number three overall?
I think the same. I had this marked down as well. I thought there would be more disagreement here. From a betting perspective, you're getting more value on McCarthy to be the number three overall pick. And I love it when ownership like Jerry Jones and Al Davis and now their sons are taking over. Like, something crazy is going to happen here if, like what Joe said, Robert Kraft's son is now at the helm of making decisions.
I will say this. If I were the Patriots, I would trade back to six at whatever 100%. The Giants want to give to me, because it's going to include at least a couple of seconds or next year's first and a couple of picks this year. I would trade back to six and get McCarthy there and let the Giants have May at three. But that's not what we're doing here. We're the New England Patriots here on the BetQL Daily Mock Draft, and we're taking J.J. McCarthy third to New England in our mock draft. Which brings us to fourth overall and the Arizona Cardinals. I've come back around to this just being almost chiseled in stone, Joe. I don't think they screw around because I don't think they want to take the chances that the Chargers will jump at something that they want. I think they go Maserati Marvin Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State, fourth overall.
I think the rest of the way we're going to wonder, is this going to be a trade? This could be a trade spot. But I think we're working on the assumption that a team is going to stay with the current pick. And betting, sure, I'll consider neighbors and maybe the higher ceiling there. But I'm with you. For prediction, I think it's just going to be Marvin Harrison. And this part is as chalky as any pick.
Yep, I like the chalk here too. I did think about what JLC said with all the group thing, because it seems like pretty much everyone has Marvin Harrison going four to the Cardinals, but I don't really have a lot of reason to think otherwise, unless, like Joe said, you're looking for the value with neighbors at 25-1.
All right. All of a sudden, we have teleported to Southern California. We're sitting at the fifth pick overall. And and Jim Harbaugh is our boss. Hey. We're all wearing khakis and oversized long sleeve t-shirts that fit us poorly because that's what he makes us all wear. That's the uniform in the building now. And we've got to argue with our boss.
With our RV. Oh,
yep. We've got to argue over JC Latham, Joe Alt, or maybe some people in the room remind the boss that we're desperate for a wide receiver and we could use Malik Nabers here. Joe, what do you think our boss, Jim Harbaugh, wants to do at number five?
Well, he wants to take a tackle. It's just a matter of which tackle. Is he going to take Joe Alt or is he going to take Latham? Latham is now the favorite. I believe yesterday or a couple days ago, he was 14-1 to go number five overall. But a lot of people connected, especially with the draft and this team in particular, they're all saying Latham today. So I don't think that's noise. I'm going to follow that. And it actually makes a lot of sense. Boy, if you got in on that under with Latham, I think it was 14.5 for quite some time. You have a terrific number. He's a favorite now. Let's go Latham. It sounds like we're going against the grain a little bit, but you're not. Alt falls.
Oh, man. This one is so tough for me. So you got Jim Harbaugh, and, you know, are they keeping things close to the vest? What is this? Is the Latham stuff coming out this morning just because we're so close to the draft? It is accurate. I keep overanalyzing. I could go either way, Joe Alt or Latham. I'll let Chris just be the tiebreaker because I don't really know what to make of it.
Could be a QB spot. Like, this is a perfect – I know we're not doing trades, but it's a perfect trade-out QB spot.
It could be, somebody trying to jump the Giants for Drake May, perhaps Minnesota, Denver, possibilities. But we're going to go, if we're the Chargers in this spot in the BetQL Daily Mock Draft, JC Latham, offensive lineman out of Alabama, fifth overall to the Chargers. Speaking of the Giants, quarterback spot here, right? I mean, J.J. McCarthy doesn't seem to be the guy. All the buzz is the Giants have fallen in love with Drake May. Is that the pick here, Joe? It's Drake May, North Carolina, sixth overall to the New York football Giants.
I'm looking at a chart with a ton of mock drafts, and nobody has this. Betting-wise, I love this. Like, this is this not their dream scenario? So the argument is in the room.
To get him. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, do we get Nabers? Do we get May? You just have to take a step back and say, seriously, do we get the number one receiver or the quarterback we believe in? You get the quarterback every time. You're going to do it again with Daniel Jones? Some of the stuff they were saying, I know it's draft week and you can't say anything, but oh my God, Tommy DeVito, comfortable he's in the room. Get out of here. Drake May, this is their dream scenario. This is it, man. May at six.
What are the odds on that?
22-1, at least before the show started, because I was looking at it.
Wow, there's a six out there now.
Oh, really?
So, keep jumping around
that hard. But...
It got cut. Wow.
Let me. Look
I like it. That. I'm with it. Let's do it.
We're slashing prices here on the BetQL Daily Mock Draft. Sixth overall to the New York Football Giants is the North Carolina Tar Heel, Drake May. They get the quarterback of the future, or so they hope. If that's still out there at better than 20-1, then
it is.
Then go get it. Go get it. Go get it. I'm not telling you how to spend your money, but go get it. Because I will go get it if it's still there in 28 minutes when we're done. Number seven overall, it's the Tennessee Titans. The top four quarterbacks are off the board. They're not looking quarterback anyway. They've already got a three-headed monster of mediocrity in the quarterback room. They're looking offensive line. It's got to be tackle Joe Alt out of Notre Dame here. Right, Joe?
I'll go Nabers.
Oh, okay. Hawk?
I had
O-line, the responsible Alt. Decision, or perhaps the best remaining skill position player in the draft sitting there waiting for you.
As the most responsible person on this show, we're going Joe Alt here.
All right. We'll let you break the tie. It's going to be Joe Alt, seventh overall to the Titans.
Nabers still out on the board.
Which means Malik Nabers, yes, is still on the board at eighth overall, Joe. for the Atlanta Falcons, who I don't think they're dying for a wide receiver, but could you imagine Drake London and Malik Nabers paired up? Maybe they actually start to use Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson. That assortment of skill position players. I don't care if Kirk Cousins is playing on a leg and a half. I like it. Let's do it. Do you want to do it? Let's jump in. Malik Nabers, eighth overall to Atlanta.
Wait, you guys aren't going to push for a quarterback? Phoenix? Nothing? Nabers.
What about
this scenario,
Turner or something? We're not doing defensive player here?
With Nabers on the board at eight, I go Nabers.
We are trying, Aaron, to blow up every single scoreboard in the NFC.
Give him more weapons.
Nabers,
I'm all for it.
London.
And let's win 35-31 every week if we can. We don't need no stinking defense. We'll get it later in the draft. All right, Malik Nabers, eighth overall to the Atlanta Falcons, which brings us to the ninth pick. Oh, Joe's hands have been brought to his face and his temples. He doesn't know what to do. It's a doozy, right? Before anybody else has a chance to jump on it, because, I mean, you could go defense. You could be the first team to go defense. This is getting real interesting, by the way. We're all the way at nine. We still don't have a defensive player off the board. What's the move here, Joe, for the Bears?
A lot of steam on Byron Murphy today to the Bears at nine. A lot. Mm-hmm. So does Adunze slip? That's the question. That's the belief from a lot of people. Eberflus, defensive-minded. Everything they've been doing this offseason, though, is to help Caleb Williams. Everything. Mm-hmm. Do you make one more move after trading for Keenan Allen, who's 1 or 2 years, right, Max?
Yes.
I've been saying all along that if Adunze's there, you just take him. They're going to take him. And I was concerned that he wouldn't be. They'd have to go somewhere else on defense. By the way, has anybody noticed we have not taken a defensive player yet? We're sitting here at nine.
I tried to make a case at eight. I tried.
Man.
I don't know. The Bears' defense got pretty good last year. I don't know how you pass on Adunze. Caleb will have another Pac-12 player to connect with. Maybe they'll bond over that immediately.
Yeah.
I don't hate the idea of Byron Murphy here, but I think all the things both of you just said are spot on as well. I think you surround Caleb Williams with as much talent as possible. And like you said, Keenan Allen is not getting any younger. It's Rome Adunze out of Washington, the wide receiver, goes number nine overall to the Chicago Bears, which brings us to the 10th overall pick in our BetQL Daily mock draft. And it's been here all along. We've been talking about it for weeks. It's the Jets. The receivers are off the board. It's Brock Bowers, right, Joe? I mean, is there anywhere else to go? This is what GM Aaron Rodgers wants.
All right, fine. I think they should go O-line, but...
Boo!
I'm betting against this, by the way.
To see Aaron Rodgers on his back. That's fine.
Anyway.
Sure you do.
Oh, no.
We're just going to pause, too. That, right?
Halfway through, kind of pause, and then just kept going.
Did anybody...
Yeah.
Sorry, for the record, that was not sexual, okay? Leave me alone.
I don't like them taking Bowers. I'm betting on Bowers to slip in the draft, and I paired him.
Okay.
I actually made a bet on what I do with Bowers. Cincinnati.
Well, then let's pivot. If you got Bowers going later, let's take an offensive lineman. Fashanu, no. Penn State, Fuaga, Oregon State. Who we go with?
Fashanu.
Okay.
Aaron,
I'm fine with it.
Penn State guy. We are. Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle out of Penn State. He's from the D.C. area. There you go. You can be happy with it. He goes 10th overall to the New York Jets. And there is our BetQL Daily Top 10 Mock Draft. Maybe some takeaways from that in a moment here before we wrap up the show with Lightning Bets next here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. It is draft day, and while you're waiting for your team to pick tonight, or looking for the best analysis and insight after they've chosen someone in the draft on your team's newest, shiniest toy, BetMGM tonight is your destination as the picks are happening They're going to be bringing you all the angles on how it affects your bets, all the futures, win totals, divisional winners, fantasy markets, absolutely everything. Maybe we start to get those offensive and defensive rookie of the year markets up late tonight. Who knows? They'll have you covered this evening. BetMGM tonight. Listen anywhere with your Odyssey app. It is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. There's basketball as well tonight. Three enormous game threes in the NBA playoffs. There's hockey tonight. There's baseball starting very soon in less than an hour in some spots. So there's a lot to bet on today. Cherry on top. It is the NFL draft tonight. Joe's got a CVS receipt length of bets ready to go for the draft. So we've got plenty of draft bets for you as well inside.
What, Aaron?
Lightning bet.
What is it, Aaron?
Nothing. It's nothing.
Something. All right. Damn. We wish the last break was a couple minutes longer. Because we were getting into some stuff.
We're airing it out.
There were some things happening.
Some things happening. I just had an innocent question. Believe it or not, I was not starting anything. This is contrary to what usually happens. I had an innocent questions, and people had a lot of thoughts on a lot of things.
Some people got triggered. And then it turned into a Royal Rumble conversation, and I was already deciding who I was ready to fight.
Yeah. I feel like Ron Burgundy sipping the beer in his office after the back alley fight. That escalated quickly.
Because it did. This is a sore subject with some people, apparently. All right.
Hey, takeaways, because we ripped through it in the last segment, our BetQL Daily mock draft. We only got through the top 10, but some takeaways there. If it goes that way, I mean, there are some big numbers out there that I think are worth taking a look at. Like, Paul, I think you said Neighbors going to Atlanta. Is it Neighbors going to Atlanta or Fashanu going to the Jets that's out there at like 12-1?
Fashanu to the Jets is 12-1 at number 10.
And that's not entirely out of the realm of possibility. Olu. Yeah, we'll just go Olu, the kid from Penn State. But we ended up with Malik Neighbors, Joe, sliding all the way to the Falcons at 8, which is an unexpected pick. We didn't get a defensive player in the top 10 either.
Yeah, so my big takeaway was, okay, I do think a defensive player will be drafted inside the top 10, but there is a prop under half a defensive player taken plus 550. Do we have to bet it now?
Yeah. I mean, we just worked through our own top 10 mock and we did not have a defensive player go. So it's a thing, I think, that has to be bet now. That's notable because all it took was really the J.C. Latham buzz becoming real and he goes 5 to the Chargers, and that kind of slides everybody else back a spot, really, in the top 10, all the offensive players.
True.
It kind of also comes down to, like, I felt like when we did it, it was maybe more best player available and not necessarily drafting for need sometimes, too. And that's tough because, like, there are some good players, and I could see how a defensive player wouldn't get into the top 10 because it was easy for us to leave one off. But it's hard to imagine that would happen.
It really is. Especially those 8-9, well, not 10, but those 8-9 spots.
Yeah.
That's the tough part.
When you look at those caliber of receivers, though, like, I don't think it's totally crazy. I mean, you had some people talking Neighbors ahead of Harrison a couple weeks ago. I don't think that's realistic, but, I mean, if Neighbors and Adunze are, especially if Neighbors is there at 8 or 9, how do you not do that and say, you know what, we'll figure out defense later in the draft?
I'll do
you
it.
You know?
I'll bet that. I think I have to now. At plus 550, that's worth a shot. Because we're saying there are two spots we're worried about, 8 and 9, and that's really it. And if wide receivers do fall, Latham does – you're right. He pushes everybody back. They might just be tempted by those receivers, those two teams there, and no defensive player goes. I could see it.
And especially two offensive linemen going early, Aaron, that could lead to the third one coming off the board in the top 10 as well. Like, we had Fashanu going to the Jets at 10th overall rather than Bowers. And then things go sideways, maybe 11, 12, 13.
The trade situations, if someone, you know, reaches for a quarterback, that leaves more wide receivers available. It could all happen. Now I'm getting talked into it.
Talking ourselves into everything. Lightning bets, what do we got, Joe? I know you got the draft covered.
Yeah, a lot of draft stuff. Okay, I'm just going to run through a bunch of things. Some I've mentioned, some I have not. J.J. McCarthy, you can still find him plus 250 to go number 3 overall. That's my play there. Drake May, 22-1. He went number 6 in our mock. I have to bet it at that number. I there is a world. If he falls past 3, maybe he gets to the Giants and they don't have to move up. So 22-1, that's a good number. D-line slash edge in the first round, going over 6.5 at 2-1. Wide receivers in the first round. This one's going to be tough, heavily juiced to the under. I'm going to play the over 6.5, paying out at nearly 3-1. Over 3.5, Big 12 players. Over 7.5, Pac-12 players at plus 160. Some longer shots. Let's say Bowers falls past 10. How long does he wait? 15 of the Colts, maybe. That's the favorite. I'll say Bengals 9-1. I believe they're number 18 overall. Mm-hmm. Imagine him as part of that offense. Let's see. You know, second tight end is the market. Sanders. A lot of mocks have him going as a second tight end, but he's the third favorite to be the second tight end at 3-1. So I think there's a decent chance that happens. Jeremiah was saying in his, I believe it was his conference call with the media, that anything could happen at running back. Like, there's no set in stone number one, number two, number three guy. Depends on the team you talk to. And he went out of his way to mention, well, I don't like Braylon Allen, but there's some teams that love him. He's 50-1 to be the first running back taken. So at that number, it's probably not going to be him, but at 50-1, I've got to take that sort of a shot. And I was matching up some teams and the position of their first draft pick and looking for value. Wide receiver for the Falcons. We put them in our mock. 8-1 for a receiver to go to them. I was looking at receiver to the 49ers. 3-1. Schrager is usually locked in on San Francisco. He has them taking McConkey. What if the Vikings don't get a quarterback? What if they can't trade up? What if they're all gone when they get to their pick? Half the mocks have the Vikings taking an offensive lineman. That's 30-1 with their first pick. Super long shot. Eagles. What does Howie Roseman always do? What does he love to do in the draft? Yeah, it's probably going to be a corner. It's probably going to be line, right? I get it. But a quarterback for the Eagles' first pick is 200-1. What if they trade back into the second round, end up taking a QB, someone falls to them? I think it's worth a bet.
Okay.
I mean, all the other stuff, you know, even money, 2-1. Yeah, I'm not doing that, but something crazy will happen.
Yeah. I like it. All right, so a couple I'm going to tail after our mock draft that we did. I really like the Drake May number 6 overall, 22-1. J.J. McCarthy number 3 at plus 250. I think Bo Nix gets into the first round, so under 32.5, even money. I love that. Roma Dunze, I could see him going 9 to the Bears, and it's even money. So I'm going to bet on that one. This one kind of goes against what we were talking about, but Dallas Turner under 9.5 is plus 140. So not sure I feel great about that after we're doing our mock draft, but here we are. I had that one down already. And then also Brock Bowers under 11.5 is minus 110. Maybe he goes to a team like the Jets, like Schrager thinks. I think there's such, I mean, he was in the Heisman conversation before that injury. If maybe teams feel confident that he can bounce back from that injury and be productive, like I think he would be under 11.5. So I'll take my chances at -110.
All right. I'm going to go with Byron Murphy, first D-line edge off the board. Not sure where, given our mock. But Byron Murphy, first DL or edge off the board at +175. Also, Odunze that Aaron mentioned, over 8.5 at even money. I've said before, earlier, got McCarthy over 5.5 at +110. I will sprinkle a little extra as well on McCarthy, sixth overall, sticking with my line of thinking that the Pats and Giants swap 3 and 6. The Giants to get May at 3 and the Patriots to sit at 6 and land McCarthy. And I think it stops there. I think Penix and Nix both slide into the second round. I think we'll see some interesting maneuvers to be the first team on the clock at 33 tomorrow night to get the choice of quarterback between Penix or Nix. But first round quarterbacks under 4.5, that's +140. Real quick, just for funsies, Brian Reynolds over 1.5 total bases against Freddie Peralta. Joe pointed out that number to me yesterday. I'll take it, +135. Embiid under 32.5 points. I think the Knicks go up 3-0. And Cleveland is getting points against Orlando tonight. Really? Are we doing this? Pretending like that series isn't over? Cavs +2 on the road at Orlando. Paul, you have anything?
I'm on that Reynolds play as well. Great history against Peralta. I'll let Flip Slip finish it up.
Betzlis and Bat Flips, 2 p.m. Eastern for the full card. But for now, Freddie Peralta to get a win. Simeon Woods also to get a win.
Good stuff, friends. Tomorrow morning, we're back here breaking it all down, everything that happened in the first round. Early looks at offensive and defensive rookies of the year as well, and how all of this affects your favorite win totals and futures bets. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, right here, BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.